Good morning, good morning, good morning. We are so glad that Houston is on the line as well. This morning, I am, for those of you who don't know, Dr. P.K. Roberts here in Colorado Springs, and we are welcoming you to the Master's Morning Call, the MMC, and we are so grateful for you being with us this morning. Our scripture comes from Psalms 88:13, where God calls us and instructs us to come to him early in the morning and just seek his very face, because when we get our instructions from him, we put him first, and that's what it's all about. At this time, we're going to go on and open the call with prayer, because we know that that's exactly what the Lord would have us to do. Tiffany, are you on the line this morning to come and open us with prayer?
Minister, let me open it up for Tiffany, and then Kathy, we'll let you, Minister Kathy, we'll let you go on and close this.
Good
Absolutely. Yes.
Good morning.
Can you good hear morning, me, good PK? Morning. I can hear you, Miss Tiffany.
Great, great, great. Let us bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you once more and again, thanking you, Father God, for this another day that you have made. And we thank you that you have allowed for us to rejoice and be glad in this day. So we rise early, O God, to declare your lordship, to get under the covering of the early riser, and to come into agreement with the saints to declare your glory. We pray, Father God, that you would allow your will to be manifest here on earth as it is in heaven, O God. Father God, forgive us of our sins, Father. Forgive us of doubting you. Forgive us of not trusting and believing in you with a complete heart, Father. Forgive us, Father God, for taking so long to do what you would have called for us to do, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God, and allow your grace, your unconditional love, and your tender mercies, Father God, to flow in us and through us this day, Father. Revive us again, Father God. Renew us again and purify us, Father God. Create within us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, Father God, that truly we will be about you and your business. Root us and ground us in your love, Father God, and allow your power to be upon us, O God. And we bless your name, Father God. We will bless your name forevermore, not only on this day, but every day. For every day is about you, O God. So we thank you, Father God, for the Master's morning call. We thank you, Father God, for the vision that you imparted into Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, Father God. We thank you for their obedience, Father God, for obedience brings about favor. And we thank you, Father God, that for the favor that is upon this call. We thank you for every prayer that you have answered, Father God. And we thank you that you are still in the miracle-working business, and your miracles have not expired, O God. So we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would continue to bless Artists International. Continue to bless our founders as they have renewed their minds and renewed the vision for Artists International, Father God, that this company will be an international company, that this company will complete the vision that you have given for it, that you will bless Papa and Mama Diaz de Leon, Father God, and their sons and their wives and the grandchildren, Father God, that they will continue to be a blessing unto us, and that we will take what they have shown us and be an example unto others, Father God. I ask that you would bless the speaker as she would come this morning, Father God, that the words that you have given her, Father God, that we would hear them and that we would apply them to our daily lives, Father God. I pray that we would deny ourselves daily, Father God, that we would seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, and know that everything else that we need shall be added unto us, Father God. We thank you and we love you, Father God, and we praise you, Father God, from where you have brought us from. But we praise you in advance for where you're taking us to. And we'll be forever grateful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And we love you, O God. We love you, O God, and we trust you, O God. We believe in you, O God. In Jesus' name I pray these in all things. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that powerful prayer for real. Lord, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you that God is God all by himself, and he can do all that you ask him to do. Miss Tiffany, we thank God for you. At this time, we normally set aside 2 minutes for announcements. Number one is a national announcement that affects us and our call. I want you all to know that AT&T and T-Mobile connected now. AT&T brought them out. Now they're number one. This was just fresh off the press this morning. I've been up since about, oh, Lord Jesus, early this morning. Ministry never stops. And so it's going to affect you if you are, and it's going to affect me because I'm with T-Mobile. And so you check out your telephone services and make sure, because we want to continue to be connected as economically as possible. So that's just number one for those of you who may not know of that. Number two, I want to just say to you what we always say, go in your back office and look at the messages. It's so vital for you to get in that back office no less than two times a day, because things change so rapidly back there, and they are changing for our good. I just thank God for this family, the Diaz de Leon family. I can seriously say that I absolutely thank God for connecting us with this company. And finally, I just to give praise reports for everybody that I've talked to. Didn't talk to anyone out in California to see how that training went yesterday, but for everybody I've talked to who's done business this weekend, it's just, I just have overwhelming testimonies. And for Dr. J and those up in Milwaukee, I understand that they just went over the top. And she was the main teacher, trainer, and just jumping up and down about their success. They had a packed house, and everything was just absolutely beautiful. So they signed up folk, got people going, and magnificent training. So I just want you all to know that I believe that this prayer is really, really an effective tool for change in our lives, and we just need to stay plugged in and get others plugged in. At this time, we are now ready for the Word of God, and we are right on target for our speaker for today. I thank God that she's the co-host for this this call, and has just always been so faithful to God's people and to me as a friend. I thank the Lord that months and we were talking this weekend, said, so girl, we over into the years now. The Lord has brought us together. It's so quick. Gail Mathis keeps jumping in my spirit this morning, and I'm just about to get off this phone and call her and say, come on, let me tell you, Gail, God is just good anyhow, because Gail and Pastor Vanessa both came into my life about the same identical time, and I tell you, the Lord has just blessed me with such great friends in this company. But back to our speaker for today, the thing that I admire about her so much is that she is a prayer warrior. She can close up into a place and get in that closet and pray and just really pray until things happen. And so I thank God for her today, and I know that she has a message and a word from us. She reigns in the state of state of Texas, in the Big D, they call it. And I want her to come and share with us. Yes, she has all those credentials. I don't ever read anybody's bio. I just go from my heart on what I know for the people. And so, Pastor Vanessa, I want you to come. You travel all over the place speaking and preaching. And so today you're going to give us what thus said the Lord through you. It's all on you, and yes, I can hear you.
Praise God. And good morning, our Master Call family. We are so grateful for each and every one of you, especially our first-time listeners. I get so excited when I look at this board and just see so many new names and numbers I've never seen before, and the faithfulness of God, as Dr. P.K. Roberts so eloquently said, when we accepted this mandate, this assignment for the Master's Call, and that name dropped in Dr. P.K.'s spirit, we wanted it to be all about Jesus, gathering the eagles from the north and the south, the east and the west, to come into one place, one mind, one spirit, and one heart, to bombard heaven with the word and the will of God, so that we really collectively could set things on course for our individual lives and for the heart of Artists International. Yesterday, I really preached my own self happy to our congregation, because as a prophet of God, that has such a double-edged sword, where I get so excited that God uses me. I'm so humbled by that to speak through me. But then it's a burden of, wow, some of those things you hear and you see are not so exciting, and we have to keep ourselves encouraged. And this morning is a message of hope, and that word has been burning in my spirit. And we're going to talk this morning from the theme, Hope Holds On to All of God's Possibilities. Hope, H-O-P-E, holds on to all of God's possibilities. And it is so important in the midst of, through it all, this has been already just March, a tumultuous time in our country, around the world. And the acronym that God gave me, you know I'm acronym queen, is holding on, pursuing earnestly. Holding on, pursuing earnestly. And another old drop to my spirit of optimistically, because hope is optimistic. Hope believes in the good news coming. See, in the midst of all the turbulence around us, we as believers must choose every day to keep our hearts and minds rooted and grounded in God's word and the hope offered in his promises. Now, I was telling our congregation on Sunday that I've been going back and forth from Dallas down to Prairie View, where my parents are, and that's where I am this morning, down in Prairie View. And I had was laughing because I said, now, out of all the praying saints in the world, I don't know why God kept waking me up at 2 or 3 in the morning to get up and walk the floor and pray for President Barack Obama. And God just started revelating to my spirit about when we think of all the presidents, for many of us, we can at least go back 3, 4 presidents, 5 presidents. I've never seen in a short term of a president as many major crises happen, from the very time they take office to the banking problems, to the housing problems, to the oil Gulf problems, now the internet. But every time you think there's going to be a little peace in the valley, some major thing happens, and God reminded me that he's our Joseph in the White House, and to pray hope, to pray for the peace of God on him. And as I was praying, I sat down, and he penned this message that I trust will be a blessing to you, because we are in a season of Lent, of consecration. If you say you're a Christian, which I believe all of us are on this line, even though many of us in our churches haven't been taught as well as we should, this is a very sacred time. We're in the midst of the 40 days before the biggest celebration of all, which is resurrection. And in this time of consecration, of seeking God's face, of hearing his word, of knowing his promises, we must keep hope alive. Many of us remember in the 80s when Reverend Jesse Jackson pinned the phrase, keep hope alive. That kept going in my mind because many of us have been in struggle mode for quite a while. Several of us have felt overwhelmed for a while. We know what the word says, and we are speaking and decreeing and declaring, and we're watching things line up, but we are in a process where we don't want to grow weary in our well-doing. So what is hope? So that we'll start on the same page. But we know in 1 Corinthians 13, our love chapter, the chapter that defines godly agape love, that 13th verse says, abideth faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. And we have hope right there in the middle, letting us know on our way to love, we've got to keep some hope. Well, hope is defined in Webster's Collegiate Dictionary as want or expect something. To hope is to want or expect something. How it's going to be used mainly in the Koine Greek, as I'm going to use it today, it'll mean confident desire. Confident desire. Because some of the synonyms of hope is confidence, is optimism, is faith. And we know faith is confident expectation in what God is doing. So when we're talking about hope, and in the Greek it's elpidia, which is spelled E-L-P-I-D-A. You'll come on your way to be a Greek scholar this morning. Elpitha, E-L-P-I-D-A. And that kind of hope is a confident desire. And in Psalms 147, verse 11, in Psalms 147, in verse 11, in the NIV, it says, "The Lord delights in those who fear him." Fear there means honor him. "Who put their hope," their confident desire, "in his unfailing love." So it reads, "The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love." In the New Living Translation, that same 11th verse in Psalms 147 says, "Rather, the Lord's delight is in those who honor him, those who put their hope in his unfailing love." So with all the turbulence that we've got going on, we got to keep hope alive. I spoke to all of us at the beginning of the year that prophetic word that is so ringing true, that we're in a year of transition. This is a year of divine arrangements, and the threads of the divine arrangements are divine alignment, divine order, divine justice. And through the process, through the journey, through the pilgrimage to the purposes that God has designed for our lives and reasons we were birthed to be here, to fulfill our destinies, in the meantime, we have to keep the hope of God in our hearts. In Ephesians 1, verse 18, we're talking about hope this morning. "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints." I was telling our members yesterday that it is so important. I keep saying this because I don't want any of us to get overwhelmed, because when we allow ourselves to get overwhelmed, we often get out of position, and then hopelessness comes in and depression comes in, and we start doing stupid things because we've gotten out of that place and that posture of hope. In the eyes of your understanding, that no matter how crazy it looks, no matter how stupid it may feel, to know that God is a God that cannot lie, and he's made you some promises, and you're going to see through this storm. You're going to see through this mess. You're going to see through this dilemma. You're going to hold on. I laughed yesterday. I said, the hope of the altar, when we say horns of the altar, have the hope to stay rooted and grounded, to say, I'm not going to throw in the towel, because the hope of his calling is that we will fulfill the destinies. And what are some of our destinies? The riches of glory of his inheritance for the saints. There's an awesome inheritance he has for us, but we have to keep that posture of hope. Psalms 31, the 24th verse says, and the 24th verse of Psalms 31 says, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." So what's our prerequisite? That we hope in the Lord and keep our eyes focused on the promise, and then we'll have the good courage. And God said he shall. Shall is a command word. Whenever you see shall in the Bible, it's not up for a vote. It's not up for an opinion. It's a command. He shall strengthen our heart. So as we stay in hope, a supernatural event will take place. The hope of God, the positive attitudes will emerge. See, hope is based on high expectations in God. And another scripture talking about hope this morning, stirring up your heart, because some of us feel like we've taken a licking, but we got to keep ticking at Jesus and go on and say, I'm going to finish this thing. In Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 11, Isaiah 55, 8 through 11, very, very familiar passage that says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. See, we've often, unfortunately, misunderstood that scripture to mean I can't get there because, you know, God's all of that, and I can't think that. What he's saying is when I'm going to do something, it's usually never the way you think. When I'm going to move in your life in a way, it's usually never the way you think. I have always learned through my years of walking through Christianity and even in prayer, I just put on my little spiritual safety belts and say, okay, God, I'm in for the ride because I know, I don't care how much I try to figure it out, work it out, you never do it like I think you're going to do it. You never come the direction I think you're going to come. And that's what he means when he says, I don't think like you think. I don't move like you move. But he's allowing us to know he will still move in us and through us. And that verse 10, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. As you keep your hope alive, some things are going to flourish in you. And the verse I quote every day of my life, verse 11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, and it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in that where I sent it. See, hope in God is always proactive. And when we stop using godly hope, it opens that door for hopelessness and depression, and we don't want that. We're going to keep hope alive. We're going to keep the hope of God, holding on to the altar of God, knowing that no matter how strong the winds blow, no matter how high the waves come in my life, I am rooted and grounded in the hope of God that will persevere. See, if we don't do that, some things happen that we don't want to happen. In Proverbs 13:12, that verse reads, but hope deferred makes the heart sick. See, in other words, you cannot put off the hope of God. You got to stay faithfully focused, firm in your faith. Because when you back off and say, I don't know what, I'm not sure, oh, doubt and fear comes riding in, then your heart gets sick because it knows where God really wants to take you. So you can't hang out with holy haters and those who always feel called to complain or all the negative Nellies or the negative Neds. Hope will not hang out with them. See, life will always bring a few hiccups in the road. We will all experience some bumps in our road, but again, I tell you, he coined it so prophetically, and it's so true now with all the chaos that's going on individually, collectively around the world now. Keep hope alive. I mean, Reverend Jesse Jackson had it, and right now I'm speaking it into your spirits this morning because many of you all, if we're about to give up on artists, and you know God told you that this was the company for you. God called you to this season, this place, this time. And we were like, I can't do this. Get back before God and keep hope alive. Psalms 37, another familiar verses, 23 and 24. In Psalms 37 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord and delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord uphold him with his hand. See, it didn't say we weren't going to fall. It said when you fall, the Lord uphold of us with his hand. And he'll get us up and prop us up and keep us going if we allow him to. And that O in hope is in optimism. Optimism means looking forward to change, to grow, to succeed. See, we got to learn when we're optimistic to only say what God says about you. What God says about me, when negativity is coming on strong, I have to practice my own some principle. You know, that's the shut up ministry principle. Don't even release out of your lips something negative. If you know that's what you're feeling, just be quiet and hum to yourself. See, Philippians 4:13, the angels hearken to the word of God. Our ministering angels are assigned to take our words, but they hearken only to the word. So let only the word come out of your mouth. In Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Doesn't matter what you're feeling like, activate the atmosphere with those words. In Joshua 1:8, This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. In other words, I'm going to chew on this word. I'm going to eat it, get a full diet of what the word says about me, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Why? For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Deuteronomy 8, verse 18. For thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto his fathers, as it is to this day. God wants us to be wealthy for kingdom building. And then when the devil loses his mind, and we may take a hit, we may lose some battles, but we won't lose the war. I always activate the heavens with Proverbs 6:31. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. And whenever the devil gets stupid with me, I remind him, oh, no, devil, I know my covenant rights. I know what the word says. You've got to give it back sevenfold. I'm not going to be satisfied with a double fold. Ain't even happy with a triple fold. Don't want a quadruple. You're going to give back to me the time, the finances, the relationships, the opportunities, sevenfold. Some of y'all better catch this by the Spirit this morning. But if you allow yourself to grow weary in well-doing, 2 Thessalonians 3:13, see, then that's when hope deferred starts making the heart sick. This morning we're talking about hope. Hope holds on to all of God's possibilities, holding on optimistically or pursuing earnestly. It's 26 after. I'm going to stop there, and then next Monday we'll finish with the pursuing earnestly of hope. Encourage your hearts today. Like David, sometimes when it's going so crazy around you, you got to encourage yourself, but keep the hope of God alive in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Dr. PK.
Oh, for real, this is absolutely on target. Pastor Vanessa, thank you so very much. I tell you, it just marries up with what we had in our service on yesterday. So I thank God for your word today. Hope holds on. I mean, and we've got to keep it alive, and the only way we can do that is through eating this word to build us and to keep us going during this, during these turbulent times. Thank you so much for your word today. Minister Kathy, are you there so you can close us out in prayer today?
Amen. I'm here. Pastor PK, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Come on and take it away.
Well, we bless God for the word today. It is such a timely word. The Lord had me praying against the spirit of apathy even just a few days ago, and took me to Psalms 42:11. Simply says, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why be so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him." So we give God praise and honor for his servant today being yielded to him. And as we go to the throne of God today, we thank him for all that he is doing in our lives. Father, we just bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for the reminder of your word today. We thank you, God, because there is nobody, God, but you. Nobody that sits on the throne of our lives but you, God. And we take agree with your word today, and we stand and hope in you. We put our trust in you and our hope in you, God, and we will yet praise you. We will keep hope alive. We will, God. Hallelujah. It is an agreement of our will. Hallelujah. Despite what circumstances look like, God, we hope in you, and we trust you because you are faithful to us, God. You have such an awesome track record with us. Hallelujah. You have never, never let us down, and you promise never to leave us, God. And we give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you, God, for those that are here on this prayer line today. We thank you that our hearts have been encouraged by your word today. And we ask, Lord God, for all that are on our prayer list, Lord God, those that are sick and shut in, that need a miracle. God, you are the God of miracles. Hallelujah. And you are Jehovah, Jehovah Rapha God. Hallelujah. You're the one who heals and set free. And so we ask, Lord God, that you would heal even Sister Thomas, Lord God, that we receive the request for, Lord God, that you would just heal her body, Lord God, even in the 10% that they have said, oh God, that she might have, may not have. Lord, we trust you, oh God, to be the God that provides and the one that heals and delivers and set free. We thank you, Lord God, for those that are on this prayer list, Lord God, that have asked for financial breakthrough. We thank you, God, that wealth and riches are in our house, Lord God. And we believe you to bring forth the wealth and riches in our lives, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And those that need deliverance, Lord God, you are the one who delivers and set free. And we thank you right now for delivering and set free, freeing those that are on our list today that need a breakthrough. And we thank you that you are the God of breakthrough. Hallelujah. You will do it. Thank you for encouraging our hearts today. Everyone that's on this prayer line today, be encouraged in the Lord and hope in his word. Thank you, Lord God, that we consistently eat a diet of your word, that we might maintain the hope that we need in you and the faith that we need in you. We thank you for it now in Jesus' matchless and wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Dr. PK. Hallelujah.
Man, amen. I just felt like we were getting ready to go on up there, go on into that prayer closet. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank each and every one of you for joining us for the Master's Morning Call, the MMC call. We thank you, and we just want you to know that God is still moving. He's still on the throne. We thank you, Tiffany, for opening us in prayer. Of course, we are so grateful for the word. Everything else will pass away, but not the word of God. So we thank you, Pastor Vanessa, and we thank you also, Minister Kathy, and we look forward to seeing you again, hearing you again on the call in the morning. We have a powerful call and a powerful preacher on tomorrow morning. God bless you. We love you. Go out and have a super fantastic day. Bye-bye.